Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Hi, this is Robin Misevich. I'm one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. Again, we want to thank you for checking in with us, and our chat room is open if you want to go ahead and go in there. Again, the contact number if you want to get into the switchboard is 646-727-3206, and we're just going to be starting to chat away here. So, hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am great. We were having a wonderful conversation before we went live, and I think we're going to continue that. So, and Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am just humming along.
She is humming along. Okay, good. So we were talking. I was sharing with him. I actually had made myself a cup of tea. And I thought, hey, let's have some tea and whatever we're going to be having tonight for part of the cafe conversation, because it's always nice that we nosh on some current events and maybe a little goodies along the way. That's always good. That's just part of the little joys of life, is to enjoy, you know, the foods and the conversations that are around us all the time, which is a wonderful thing. So I was sharing how I've been craving a pinwheel. And for those of people who don't know what a pinwheel is, it's either a chocolate or vanilla cookie, and it's got marshmallow on top of it, and then they dip it in chocolate. And I hadn't had one in a long, long time. I don't know, for whatever reason, it's weird how you get cravings. It's just like, that sounds really good, and I haven't had it for a long time. But so anyway, I was at the market the other day looking for them. I didn't find them, and my older daughter had brought me some moon pies, and we were starting to talk about the whole moon pie thing. And Jamie had shared that he had had a few moon pies in his day. So there you go.
Right, and they were either chocolate with the graham cracker and then the marshmallow, or banana flavored. And my wife said there was even a strawberry flavored one.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Strawberry. Well, there you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. But see, to me, that's just like a s'more. You know?
Well,
and there's nothing like a s'more when you're camping and you make it right there by the fire and it's all hot.
If it's warmed up, I guess you could put it in a microwave or something.
They have microwave s'mores now, but I don't think that's the same. That's kind of cheating, and, we don't need those little microbes. Yeah. You don't want to heat up our the molecules like that. You know, we might as well just do it. It's a little too – we need a little more primal where we're just doing it over the fire. Yeah. Maybe it's a smoke thing, too. So what about you, Gloria, when it comes to a cookie or something like that?
I would have to say an archway cookie with the blueberry center.
Oh, she's going for the fruit-filled center. There you go. There you go. You know what Petridge Farms has cookies out that they used to have out, and they're like that. It's like a fruit cookie. I can't remember the name of them, but I noticed they were out there before. And I remember being younger and having them out like that. It's like a wafer, but it's a healthy cookie. So I don't know. You have to look at the healthy cookie thing going on there.
My favorite cookie of all time, I have to say, is Hydrox.
Drum roll.
It's Hydrox. It's H-Y-D-R-O-X. And they were competitors for Oreo cookies.
They're kind of an Oreo before Oreo, right?
Tasted much better than Oreos, and they were bought out by the company that makes Oreos, and they no longer make them.
So they got rid of their competition.
Yeah, they did. And
it
came back for a while because it was so popular, and it's been gone now for a couple of years. I'm so disappointed. It was more of a vegetarian. It wasn't an animal-based fat in the filling, and it just tasted so much crisper and cleaner.
Have you had the Trader Joe's, JoJo's?
Oh, Trader Joe's. They have got one of the most amazing cookies. I just lost the name of it. It's like an oatmeal cookie. Oh, Druid. They're called Druid Circles. Wow, my goodness.
Druid Circles? Druid circle.
I tell you what is really hip up here, and I don't know about down there, but cupcakes and pies and ice cream chops. They've proliferated.
Cupcakes,
pies, and ice cream.
On Hulu, speaking of cupcakes, on Hulu, they had a clip or a show where they were doing the Vintage Cupcake Wars.
They have
vintage?
Two shows on TV about cupcakes, two or three, in fact.
Oh, gosh, they've got like three, I think, because they've got cupcake wars and stuff now that they do. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's comfort food,
anyway.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah, I was over in Orange County the other day, and they were having, it was a bake shop that all they did were bundt cakes.
Mmm.
It was called Bundt or Nothing.
Are those the ones with
the
mold?
That's the name of the store.
I'm surprised
Bundt or Nothing. It says it all right there. You had a bundt cake or nothing. And you know what? Bundt cakes is like comfort food, you know?
They should have just called it. They should have just called it just Bundt.
Well, when they said Bundt or Nothing, I was just laughing when I saw the title. I was like, how are you going to forget a name like that? And it says it all too. So you know, we cupcake stores have just gone crazy, and it's interesting because my older daughter, she's totally got into the whole baking thing. And
right.
She was even talking to me about, I'm going to be a baker, and I want to make cakes and cookies and all this other kinds of stuff. And I was looking at her like, going, gosh, you know, everybody and their brother, because of all these TV shows, has decided that, you know, they're going to be the next great, you know, cupcake maker or something. And I'm just like going, I don't know. Now, Michael's, the craft stores of Michael's, has three aisles now dedicated to baking.
Ooh.
I know. Can you imagine three aisles of just, like, stuff to make cupcakes and cakes and all that kind of stuff? That's just amazing.
That's pretty big, Michael.
Yeah, you remember Doug from what's that camera? I'm trying to remember the name of his show with the cakes. That one baker guy, Doug.
Ace of Cakes.
Ace of Cakes, thank you. Mr. Ace of Cakes. He
right.
has his own bakery line out now. You can buy frostings and, yeah, they closed the show. You know, you can still see it in reruns, I think. I'm not too sure. I'm sure you can go online and watch it. But, Duff's got his own baking line now of different kinds of stuff, whether it's frostings and just all the different stuff you can do with cakes.
It's amazing.
So, you know, it just says something about you if you just buy a box and you make a cake and you put a little thing on top and you go, happy birthday. I mean, it's just not the same anymore. You have to, like, have this major expression to the person or something like that, or it's just like, you know, you just didn't do that, you do your thing. So I'm feeling a little, you know, low on the creative scale when it comes to something like that, because I look at it and I'm just like, you know, I don't want all the Rice Krispies covered in fondant, you know, I'd rather just have cake. So I'm kind of like bun or nothing here.
That's three buns or nothings tonight.
Three buns or nothing. Yeah. Because
right.
You know what? Because a bun is what it is. It's just a really wonderful bun cake. And they usually put the little frosting just on top and it's all good. So I was thinking we could all talk about just a few things kind of happening in the weather. Oh, my gosh. There's been so many interesting things with, they were talking about.
Where do you start
at? Well, I was thinking we could start and talk about the solar flares. And I think the solar flares are really a reason why a lot of the stuff is happening anyway, because it hasn't been since like the mid-90s that we've had. I think it was longer than that. I'm going to have to correct myself. I think it's been three decades since we haven't really had any kind of major solar flares. And they were saying actually that they were anticipating one today, maybe tomorrow, that was actually going to be disrupting a lot of satellite communication because it was, you know, just so active. I thought that was really interesting.
I saw a little video of they had like an explosion on the sun. It's like somebody has it's like from some astronomical site, and it shows like watch this little corner, and you can see kind of like a big flare or explosion, and of course having the sun anyway. As well as there has been a big volcano that erupted in Chile.
Yes.
It was about
yeah.
2 days ago, which is disrupting. The flight patterns, and it's drifting westward, I believe. Also, there's a lot of ski areas there. It's disrupted, but pretty major. There was one in Mexico about 3 or 4 days ago.
Another volcano?
Speaking of fires, there's a big fire in the Arizona and New Mexico border, which are the White Mountains, which is kind of close to Holbrook. It's Springerville, Eager, Arizona, Alpine, I believe. That's in the White Mountains.
Yeah, I remember Alpine. Okay.
That's kind of south, and also it's creeping over, and the smoke from that is going eastward as well. So that's not good.
And now they're saying that's because of the fact that they haven't had much water this year, or what's the...
It sure is dry out there. It's the flooding and everything else. The tornado goes mostly eastward, and then there's a gigantic drought that's not good as well.
Right. So it's just all different kinds of stuff. And then they were talking about in on the Big Island in Hawaii, they had snow. They haven't had snow there for 4 decades. Yeah. So this is the tallest mountain in the world, and it's got snow on it in June.
Right.
So everybody's they were showing you pictures of, you know, the typical tourist in their shorts and their little Hawaiian net, you know, shirts. Standing out here on the, like, this snow-covered mountain kind of a thing. You're like, aloha, okay. So just very interesting stuff that's going on here.
There's
so the world
is going on. There's a lot going on.
Yes, the world is going on. But yeah, I had seen a couple days ago where they were showing different pictures. It's such a wonderful thing having the internet, because you just really can be up on stuff and actually just marveling at all these different things. But they were showing some of the levels of the eruption with that one in Chile with the lightning.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess
oh my
just
God.
So much static electricity that it just goes crazy there.
Yeah. It just looks otherworldly. You know, the way that it just like goes up into the cloud and stuff. And what was really cool is they were going far and they're not far enough away. They were going up in the atmosphere and taking pictures of the top of it, where the clouds were coming out and stuff like that, the way they were being formed.
Clouds.
And that was amazing too. I mean, some of these images are just incredible. Oh, we lost Jamie. So, there we go. I'm sure he'll come back on. But just really amazing stuff. Were you able to see that, Gloria?
I did not see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just very, very interesting. So, you know, our prayers and best wishes going out to anybody having to deal with that those challenges. And then, you know, we're in Southern California, and we've had one of the mildest springs and early summers that I can think of. How's it been for you down there in San Diego?
I know, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm loving it too.
Sunday night around midnight, we had sprinkles.
Uh-huh.
With rain, and I was just talking to somebody in the Midwest, and they were saying that they'd had more water. It's one of their heaviest rain seasons so far in history.
Uh-huh.
For this
well, you know, and it goes back to our conversations we typically are having lately on when we're at the cafe about, you know, the polar axis has shifted and, you know, it's really making a difference with the jet stream and things like that when it comes to just what's happening with the weather patterns.
Right.
You know, and then we've got, you know, the solar flares, which is also affecting the electromagnetics of the planet. So we've got that affecting it too. So we can get all science-y real quick here. Between the flares and, you know, everything else that's kind of going on here. So hopefully, you know, people can be safe and then be enjoying the process of watching the Earth kind of evolving and stuff. You know, what was it, 20,000 years ago when this was going on with another level? So there's, I've been kind of watching some of the discussions about weather and stuff, and there are a few people out there that are saying that we're going into our next ice age. So that's another interesting thing. So, you know, it's usually the one or the other, you know. It's the total heat or the total cold kind of a thing. So, anyway, it's an interesting thing to be looking at. So, there's a couple things I thought were very interesting.
It's a pendulum in motion.
Yes, exactly. It's just like you're saying, it's cyclical, you know, whether we're looking at, you know, a 5-year or 10-year or 20,000-year, you know, cycle of what's kind of happening with everything. So, So that's very very interesting and concerning sometimes when you're seeing all these different things that are happening with it. So anything else with the weather, Mr. Jamie? Jamie, you still back? Oh, I may have to activate him. It might help if he's in the switchboard, actually. Hey, Jamie.
Hello.
I forgot to turn you back on.
I know my.
I noticed you came back on. He kind of lost his phone, and now he's back. So I was asking if there's anything.
No, I just thought that that fire that was near the Arizona-New Mexico border kind of relevant to kind of when we used to live. But it was that area is really nice, in fact. But it's so tender dry, and it was maybe from some campsite. You know, that's what they figure. Of course, some of the others that have been man-made, you know.
Yeah, that's when it's really concerning, is having something like that on there.
Right.
Just hoping people can be in a place of just well-wishing and not causing problems for people.
They evacuate, and it's pretty mountainous, but kind of nice area. But not very many people live there. It's just a shame it's on fire, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, fire is always a cleansing thing. I mean, if you look into feng shui, it always talks about fire being a place when it restores the energy and helps to clear out any kind of negativity.
Right.
So, because that's one thing they were saying with, you know, even with this volcano here, we've got all this fire and stuff that's coming out. It's helping to release energy. And even with the tornadoes that we had last week, and just with that tornado belt was just amazing, too. It's just, you know, all this pent-up, levels of unsettledness is happening with the different energies. It's helping to release that energy. Unfortunately, it's, you know, taking out a city as, you know, part of the side things with that. So anyway, it's pretty concerning.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll say.
If someone's getting injured or robbed or raped or whatever, something on fire, that people pay attention to that rather than.
Did you hear that?
Sort of. It was weird.
I thought it was.
Kitty was sharing with me that fire is regarded so highly that if somebody were getting raped or hurt or something, if you yell fire instead of help, you'll actually get the assistance that you need.
Whoa.
So, you know, whenever there's any kind of an issue, just say fire. There you go. If people come to a fire as opposed to something else.
Right.
Which is really interesting. Which I think that's probably true. Because people wouldn't have a second thought about, you know, going to assist somebody with a fire.
That's good to keep in mind, too, because, you know, there was an instance where I needed to have some help from people, and they were walking right by me, and I asked if they could help me, that there was an issue because someone was following me and obstructing my way of leaving. And they ignored me.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting when you think about the human psychology and who people and why people and when people will help.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, just like, you know, fire, nobody's going to think about that because it's just a matter of the initial first thing of assistance because, you know, life is in jeopardy kind of a thing instead of having it be any level of attack or moral.
Well, how has your weather been there?
For Riverside?
Yeah.
It's been awesome. It's been awesome.
Oh.
We've been having like mid-70s every day. And you know what's interesting is like I've been really
It should be hotter though, shouldn't it?
It should be like in the 90s.
And, yeah. How about that?
Yeah, it's usually by the time we get to, because I actually went to one of my nephew's graduations, and usually graduations are just like everybody's like, oh gosh, we got to go to graduation.
Right.
It'll be like, you know, in the upper 90s and it'd be like 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
It'd been like in the hundreds all day long, and it cooled off, kind of thing. But not this year, man. We were actually ready to pull out our little sweaters and kind of like, ooh, it's a little chilly.
And doesn't that affect the growing and the farmers too? I mean,
the growing. What do you mean?
Well, you know, like affect crops and the way they have to be grown. It should be kind of depend on this kind of weather that's not happening, you know.
Yeah, well, I know that I saw something the other day, too, because of all the flooding that they're having. They're real concerned about just, you know, the regular levels of food and stuff that we normally have from that, you know, the certain areas of the Midwest that have gotten really affected by the water.
Right.
So, you know, some of these guys are pulling their crops. Yeah, they're pulling their crops to create levees instead of having crop, you know, so they could save their house or whatever, so it doesn't wind up getting flooded or whatever. So, you know, I think I would do that if that were my, you know, okay, I'm going to save my house or I have my crop. I think I'll save my house.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you can always grow crops again, but, you know, it's you know, the level and time to be able to take care of a house. It's like quite a different thing. So one of my other things that was on the internet that was really cute was my daughter Melissa had shown me a video. It's this mama cat, and she has a baby that's almost born the way it looked. And the baby's sitting there, and a baby's laying cuddled up next to the mom. And all of a sudden, the mom, she takes both of her paws, and she hugs the cat.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one, too.
Have you seen that one? That
yes,
one is
I have
so amazing. Because you
yes,
were like, you know, well, you know, it looks look a lot more like human behavior than cat behavior. Have
right.
you ever seen
little,
that, Gloria?
Little baby cat.
I have seen my own cats do that, so.
Were they just like, because she pulled in the baby and she hugged it, and she kind of cuddled up with it. The little cat was like, wow, I'm going to roll over. That's too much of a hug for me. I never get tired of looking at animals, you know, animal behavior and just the things they do. And just they're just so amazing. They really are. We're just so blessed to have them, you know, our furry friends. It's a wonderful thing. And just it even if you look into the studies of just the level of balance and just wellness that they create for us.
Well, you can bring your blood pressure down by having a pet that you can pet, you know, like if it's sitting in your lap and you're petting it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, any dog in reverse is definitely God. So you know, I don't think that's
right.
a coincidence.
And you know, when they take animals to go visit at the hospitals too, that really brings it helps some of the people there. I think.
Oh, well, I think you know more. It's a major thing because I mean I've heard of some of these care homes where they'll certain days of the week that. They're like ready, and they know the animals are coming, so they're looking forward to it, and it's something
right,
that they
something
look
forward to.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and that's so neat. It's just so neat that they have that on there. So, Gloria's got an interesting thing about God and dogs.
Right.
So, to Gloria, do you want to talk about it? She's like, oh, well, what a segue, Robin. Thanks. You gonna share? No.
Sure. I have a take on, you know, when women are called dogs. I had seen this book one time. It was absolutely beautiful. It had this angel on the front, and she's standing in an archway, and it's got garden all around her, and the book is called Daughter of God. And they went, wow, D-O-G, she's a daughter of God. So we have a new acronym for, you know, daughters of God, we're all dogs.
Uh-huh. You're a daughter of God if you're a dog. There you go.
So I'm a dog. Cool. Daughter of God. You know, this would be a dog. So, you know, there it is.
If you could be a dog, what would you be?
I was connecting with a dog that was one of my grandparents' dogs today during a meditation. And he was a collie. A full
collie.
Oh,
like Lassie?
Yeah.
I'm dating myself when I say Lassie. Huh?
here's the date. It was a popular name for those dogs. His name was King.
Oh, that's even older.
I know.
Having King for the name. Yeah. Yeah. So collie for you. Okay, what would you be, Jamie, if you were a dog?
I'd probably be a Boston Terrier. I'm partially
a Boston Terrier?
Yeah,
cool.
But one of those little French bulldogs, I think they're cute.
They are cute. They are
yeah,
cute.
They have
it really got popular, too.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, ever since that one movie came out with, what's his name? You know, it was a due date. Did you guys see Due Date?
Oh, but he had a dog collar on him, and he was...
he had a cone. He had to wear a cone
and
everything in the movie. Yeah,
because
he was a French bulldog. Uh-huh.
Right. They're very popular.
I don't know why, but they kind of look like a bat to me.
A bit. Those big ears.
Yeah, they're bat. They kind of like a bat face.
Little gargoyle faces,
uh-huh.
too. They're funny.
Yeah,
they're
they kind of look like a little bit of a bat face. They're cute, but they just sort of reminds me of a little bat kind of thing. I'm like, oh, that's a bat dog.
Oh, baby one. They're really cute.
Oh, I bet they are. I bet they're super cute. Oh, yeah. You know what? Everything when it's a baby is cute.
Oh, of course.
Of course. You look at it and you go, you're so darling. You're adorable. Look at you. You're just a little baby.
I don't know. Let's talk about the panda babies, okay?
Okay.
Panda babies. when they're first born, yeah, they're not too, Well, you know, when anything just first comes out, it was funny. I'm trying to remember which one it was. One of my sister's kids, they were for like the first month or so, they kept calling it the lizard baby. I felt so bad.
The lizard baby.
Can you imagine? That is terrible. Oh, he was a lizard baby. Well, it just took a while for him to kind of warm up and have more of a human look to him. It was kind of funny. So, of course, it wasn't my children. My children didn't look like lizard babies. But anyway, you know, that goes. Yeah, right, Rob. You're not going to tell that one. Anyway. So you never know when you come to the cafe what we're going to talk about. So there you go.
Well, boy.
The wonderful things about the cafe.
You have any, do you have any guests coming up in the future?
Dr. Ward's going to be coming back on. And actually, I've got a couple of people. And actually, Gloria has been introducing me to some people. What's the lady, that one lady you were telling me about the other day?
That's funny because I was going to say, who have I been introducing you to?
yeah, you.
Well, there were a couple of people. On hindsight, there were a couple of people. Can you give me an occupation?
Oh, she was the one who had the
a mat.
You know, the broad, wasn't it? The broad.
Oh, SOB.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's an SOB. She's a something old broad. I forgot what it stood for.
Yeah, we're terrible. We're not doing very good on a preview. People are like, why would I want to change into that?
If you had given me some warning, I would have been able to.
I know. I would have had it on my notes, too. So there you go. But, she's got a different perspective on getting a little older and enjoying your life. So, and Gloria had sent me this really wonderful video. It was four older women that were doing a Lady Gaga song was the Poker Face. The Poker Face.
Yes.
So look at Poker Face. And it was what was that? It was a sports thing. Do you remember the name of that? Anyway, just look at, unusual Lady Gaga video. And they were all dancing around, and it was funny because they were holding their backs and all going, oh, my God, like, I can't believe they were trying to do the Lady Gaga moves, and here they're all, like, in their 80s. I mean, you know, some of them were, like, older. It was so cute. It was really cute. Yeah. They even had the costumes and everything. It was really darling. I just had to shake in my head laughing because it was just that side of strange, you know.
You know, and the best part, in addition to that, was that they actually brought in the male eye candy that was not their own age.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you had these guys like in their early 30s. They all had their shirts off, and they were like muscle guys with their six packs. Yep, and they were even working it too. So it was kind of funny. They had their own little spot to work it too. So there you go.
Yeah.
Even if people talk about Lady Gaga, because she's very interesting. I saw a 60 minute on with Lady Gaga the other day with. That was very, very interesting. So.
Well, everybody's do over Gaga, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, you know what? She reminds me of a modern day Elton John.
And
look at Elton John and how he started. Yeah, classically trained and really loving fashion and just being her own person. It's just very, very interesting. She's a very interesting person.
And her
fans are very loyal.
Do you have an inspirational quote for us tonight?
Do I have an inspirational quote for us? No, I don't.
Anything? Oh, okay.
Nope. How about you?
Well,
how about you, Jamie? Do you have one?
I have one.
Go ahead,
Gloria. Go ahead, Gloria's got one. Go ahead.
Okay,
this is by Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, she's awesome.
You must do the thing you think you cannot do.
Yes. And I love the other one. It's people treat you the way you let them treat you.
Well, if you want a friend, be one.
I know. If you want a paper, I don't think Eleanor said that one, but that's a good one, too.
No, she didn't say that one either, but I said that one.
Well, that was the Jamie Trujillo quote. So we are down down to our last 10 seconds. So thanks, guys, for joining us at the cafe, and we will see you next time.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.